Roots, suffixes, prefixes, declensions. Oh my. In this episode of The Language Guru, we're going to take a look at what's in a word to help you figure out what you need to know in order to truly dominate the English language. We will start by taking a look at the most basic parts of a word, and from there, we will advance to see how these fragments have been used and how you can harness them in order to better express yourself. To start, let's look at the three most basic building blocks of a word. First off, you have the root of a word. This is what gives the word its backbone, so to speak. It provides us with a structure which we can then proceed to modify in such a manner as to express the idea or notion that we have in mind. The next part to be examined is a prefix. A prefix is that combination of symbols placed before the root of a word. For example, if we take the word rehydrate, hydrate is the root and re is the prefix, which in this case means to repeat or do again. So the word in question, rehydrate, refers to the action of injecting water into something when this has become dry or the level has become reduced, such as drinking water after playing sports. Finally, we come to the suffix, which is the participle that is placed at the end of a word to modify its meaning. If we examine the word hydration, hydrate is the root word and is a verb. So by adding the suffix shun, we are given the noun form, hydration. Prefixes and suffixes can be added to a word simultaneously to affect it as well, as is the case with the word dehydration, which describes the state in which someone or something finds itself lacking in water content. Now sure, you've learned the different suffixes and prefixes, but you're sitting there thinking, how in the heck is this going to help me? Well, it's really quite simple. I can't help you with the acronyms, but what about when people talk about academies? Well, if you know that ease is often added to countries to denominate the people and the language, then you can guess that academies must be the jargon that is used by academics. Or, what if you want to describe the similarity of one thing to another without using a metaphor or a simile? Well, we all know that ness is often used to create nouns describing an abstract quality. So we can simply tack that onto the end of a word, such as wood. To describe the wood-like aspect of something, you could use woodiness. And if you think that no serious writer or speaker of a language would invent words, then please think again. Everyone, from Lewis Carroll to William Shakespeare, has invented words. Even authors who originally wrote in other languages are responsible for introducing words into the English language. Gargantuan, for example, comes from the French author Rabelais and his story about Gargantua and Pantagruel. And what about Yahoo? That is from Jonathan Swift's famous work, Gulliver's Travels, in which the Yahoos are uncivilized, loud, and barbaric tribe of people. And our friend the Bard is responsible for many, many additions to the language, such as unslumbering, describing the state of finding it difficult to sleep. Even Dr. Seuss gave us the word nerd. So there you have it. Next time you ask what's in a word, you will have a perfect description. A word is a description in and of itself, and if you can't find the right one, then brew a mix of roots, prefixes, and suffixes in that melting pot of yours and follow in the footsteps of the greats of English literature. Create that special word and use it so that every time you select a word, you select the perfect one, not just that which seemed to fit best.